Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on this Wednesday morning, January 22nd. Three big things. Basketball, Wichita State 56, South Florida 43, and Kansas 81, Kansas State 60.
Two.
Wichita street crews have been working to prepare for this nasty weather.
One.
Opening Senate impeachment debate, 13 hours over witnesses and documents. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
For a while, we had snow kind of turning over to rain for a bit and conditions perhaps improving, but then we got some more of that falling as snow, and the conditions really didn't get any better out there.
Still,
still very slushy and slippery this morning. Drive extra slowly because it's going to take you, you know, a lot longer time to get where you need to go out there today. And just be very, very careful turning, stopping. Give yourself plenty of room. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Cloudy and breezy, 100% chance for rain and snow today, a high of 37 degrees, possible accumulation of 2 inches, 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 34. And then Thursday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for late day rain tomorrow, and a high of 45 degrees. Now light snow, south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, and 33 degrees. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com.
I made it pretty easy this time.
Who will win the Super Bowl? San Francisco 49ers, 20%, are favoring the 49ers. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, 80%. So an 80-20 split there. The Chiefs over the 49ers. Of course, I don't know if that's just a prediction or if it's somebody's hopes. But anyway, there's the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. 2020 could be the year to better manage your finances.
Saving you money. I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. Many Americans are looking to get their finances in order in 2020. Miles Ma, managing editor at Polygenius, says paying down debt is the biggest financial goal for the new year. His first tip is to only charge what you can afford.
Using a credit card, it's not a very intentional way of spending, so I think people can sometimes spend thoughtlessly.
Ma recommends paying your credit card balances in full each month.
The cost of not paying off that balance each month is much higher than other kinds of debt.
He says if you have a rainy day fund, it will prevent you from having to use your credit card.
When something comes up, like to go to the emergency room, they don't have the cash on hand to cover that expense.
Setting credit card alerts can help you in more ways than one.
This is not only a way to keep track of your spending, but it's also a way to keep track of if anyone else is using your credit card.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
The next cancer treatment drug may have already been developed.
This is House Call for Health. Medical researchers spend years developing drugs to treat cancer, but it's possible the next big cancer-fighting breakthrough could already be in your medicine cabinet. Scientists have long known that a drug for one ailment can sometimes be effective in treating something else. Aspirin is the most famous example. Researchers at Harvard, MIT, and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute tested more than 4,500 existing medications. They found 48 drugs that killed at least some cancer cells. These drugs are for several different conditions, including diabetes, inflammation, and alcoholism. One drug is used for treating arthritis in dogs. Researchers in the journal Nature Cancer said the medications sometimes worked in different ways than mainstream cancer drugs. Now they hope these drugs can be further developed into true new weapons against cancer. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. stocks were down Tuesday following losses around the world as worries deepen about a virus outbreak in China. Industrial, financial, and energy companies are among the decliners. The Dow dropped 152 points. The S&P was down 8. The NASDAQ slid 18 points. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's hear something good about Boeing, shall we? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, some positive news from Boeing. The company said Tuesday it hopes to fly its new wide-body 777X for the first time this week. The company tweeted that the first flight could come as early as Thursday. It depends on weather and other factors. Boeing had hoped to fly the aircraft last year before issues arose with the airplane's engines made by General Electric. Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita builds the forward fuselage for the aircraft. President Trump's trade deal with China may create some collateral damage for U.S. tech firms. The move may have made it easier for some U.S. companies to operate in China, but it also may have accelerated a technology arms race. China is trying to reduce its reliance on U.S. components. That and Trump administration restrictions on tech products to China could hurt rather than help. In Kansas City International Airport, gearing up for more traffic as people book flights for the Super Bowl. Deputy Director of Marketing Justin Meyer says several airlines have decided to add flights to Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Normally, just three airlines provide service to those airports. American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United all are adding flights. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Wednesday, January 22nd. On this date in 1970, the first regularly scheduled commercial flight of the Boeing 747 began in New York and ended in London some 6.5 hours later. That's the big jumbo jet, right, Ted? That's the one that carried the space shuttle on its back, I believe, when it landed here in Wichita several years ago. That was in 1970, the maiden flight of the great big one. And on this date in 1943, this is a weather story so bizarre, a world record temperature increase occurred at Spearfish, South Dakota, when a Chinook wind caused temperatures to soar from 4 below 0 to a balmy 45 degrees, that's 49-degree swing there, in just 2 minutes. Wow. You didn't have time to put your coat on. Or take it off, I guess. Well, an hour and a half later, the mercury free fell from 54 degrees to 4 below again in 27 minutes.
If you're outside, you think, well, it's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
What's the end of the world? Yeah. Well, this is the end times.
The end of the world. That was in Spearfish,
oh my gosh,
South Dakota in 1943. Well, today is Library Shelfie Day.
I don't have any idea what that means.
It's strange. Some collectors of books tend to arrange their collections so their spines can be admired pleasantly. Others have a system of organization that results in an alternative art form. However our books are organized on the shelf, they are meant to be photographed and shared on social media. Shelfie, Library Shelfie Day. You got a library, you got a big library shelf, Ted, with all your many volumes of works collected
there?
I do own
books, yes.
I don't have a big shelf. I'm going to have to buy one of these days. But most of my books, when I get rid of them, if they're not really special to me, I'll just take them and recycle them at the used bookstore.
But, see, that's a good thing to do.
Don't have a great big... You know, I love that, the library in the North by Northwest, where they've got Cary Grant in there, and they're getting him drunk. Remember
Mr. Van Damme's home.
Mr. Van Damme's home, and they've got all these books and volumes everywhere, and they're pouring liquor down him and getting him drunk. But anyway, North by Northwest, a Hitchcock movie, one of our favorites. And they had a great library, Mr. Van Damme. How about that? All right, it's 8:55 now. Coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, we have the news, and we're going to be looking at the Senate resuming impeachment debate today.
Yes.
So this is day two of the impeachment hearing, here at trial. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330. KNSS Wichita. Today's high, 37. Right now, light snow and 33.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.